coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome, folks, to this edition of the Hagman Report. It is Monday, July 8th, 2024, in the year of our Lord. I hope everyone had a tremendous Independence Day holiday, and then the extended holiday, the weekend. I hope everyone really, and I mean really, understood and celebrated the freedom that this country should represent and once represented. Folks, I don't know if this might be the last true Independence Day, and one might argue that it wasn't, that we weren't, that we're not free anymore, and I tend to agree with that, but to the extent that we are, I am thankful for that. I'm thankful to my God, the God of the Bible, that he's got things under control. Our future, our fate, is in his hands. And of course, we have to put the effort, all of our efforts, into saving this country. And folks, I get it. I get it. It's not about the nation. It's about the souls. It's about the people. It's about God's people, the remnant. Okay? We don't worship a nation. We don't worship national leaders. We worship the God of the Bible. But we also have to do what we can to keep that remnant safe. Because I do read the comments in Rumble. And folks, please, if you are listening to this or watching this, I ask, please subscribe to us on Rumble. Please subscribe to us on Brighteon. Please subscribe to us on whatever audio platform you're listening. Because we're in a battle right now. We are in a tremendous... Folks, you've got no idea what is taking place behind the scenes. I'm not talking just about this platform, but about many platforms. You've seen what happened with, or what is happening with Alex Jones and InfoWars. You're going to be seeing more and more of that, the picking off of conservative programs, Christian conservatives specifically, and we're in their crosshairs. I have a packed, jam-packed show for you to for you today, and I want to thank you for your support and for spreading the word on social media, as well as wherever about this show and your support to keep us on the air, because we desperately need that as we fight in the background for a number of different, in a number of different venues, we're fighting to stay on the air. And you know, I want to thank our sponsors as well. One of which, folks, I found this, and actually my wife found this, and we reached out and asked if we could, if they would be a sponsor, because my wife loves this product. I love this product. Folks, go to, and write this down, getnativepath.com/Hagman. Getnativepath.com/Hagman. Heart disease, blood clots, strokes, kidney failure, these can all be found on the back of an ibuprofen bottle if you look at the potential side effects. And, of course, for other reasons as well. To top it off, with respect to ibuprofen, it doesn't even get to the main cause of your pain and swelling problems. It's only temporary pain relief, and it's masking the true problem, which is inflammation. And my wife suffers from that as well. And she found this to be a great remedy for that. This is her course of action, and gotten great results. Now, this is not a solution to your pain. So it goes to the cause of the pain. Right now, you can go to getnativepath.com/Hagman to learn more and see your special offer, the special offer right now for the Hagman Report listeners and viewers. It's not only... When you look at, for example, ibuprofen, it's not only ineffective, it's expensive and dangerous, especially for seniors, older people. That's why researchers are saying to add this Antarctic super nutrient, which again, if you look on your screen, you can see a picture of the bottle. It's what I'm talking about is omega-3 fatty acids, but it's just not any form of omegas. These are omega-3 fatty acids sourced from wild-caught krill. That's so important. The omega-3 content from krill oil, it's been shown to support healthy blood pressure, circulation, brain health, as well as reduce inflammation, swelling, and joint pain. And again, I look at my wife and I see with my own eyes the effects, the positive effects this has had. And she's been taking it for, I don't know, about a month and a half or so. Now, it can, in fact, outperform ibuprofen, Advil, Tylenol, and so on. And it doesn't have the dangerous side effects that I mentioned either. So better yet, for a limited time, you can grab Native Path Antarctic Krill Oil for as low as $23 a bottle. And I'm telling you, that's for the type of product, that's a great price. Just go to getnativepath.com/Hagman right now to get your special offer for being a part of the Hagman Report audience, or click on the link below this video. That's getnativepath.com/Hagman, getnativepath.com/Hagman. And again, thank you for them. You support our sponsors and you support the show. A couple of things before I get going. I just want to mention a lot of people have been asking about Randy Taylor. He's doing very well. Going to be back with me soon. He was hospitalized for a while, but he's back home. He's on the mend. I'm not going to get into his the medical issues, but I'll tell you what. You know, they're serious. But your prayers have really helped him a lot. I appreciate that. Also, thank you for your understanding. Next week will be our meeting of our supporters, our interactive meeting. That's this coming Sunday. Usually we have it on the first Sunday of the month. Due to some scheduling issues and some other issues, we're going to have it next Sunday. And we're going to have a lot to talk about, I'm telling you. The big news, you know, people in North America, our main audience, of course, is in the United States, and then Canada, and Australia, actually. We have a lot of listeners in Australia. But the main core of our audience is in the United States. And we have a tendency to look at everything from a U.S. perspective, from an American perspective, and there's nothing wrong with that. But when you start looking at what is going on globally, man, I'm going to tell you, you get a different contextual sense of really what's going on. The globalists, the evil, the very evil people, the WEF, and so on, they are pushing this globalist agenda. What happened in the UK? What happened in France? And we're going to have some people on talking about this here in the near future. If you haven't seen what happened in France, folks, we'll take a look at this. This was the opening of the war room, minus Steve Bannon, who is a political prisoner right now, literally. But take a look at this. This starts, we're going to start this at an MSNBC reference to what's going on in France. Again, if you haven't heard this, this should come as no surprise to people following the agenda of the globalists versus the populists or nationalists. And the nationalists, of course, this is us. It's America first. It's France first. It's the UK first. the national interest over the globalist interest. That's what we embrace, and we're fighting this globalist agenda. But this was the start, or the cold open, shall I say, from the war room this morning. And I offer this to you to show you what the left, what Scarborough, Morning Joe, and Mika Brzezinski, both names should tell you all you need to know, but what they're, how they are framing what happened in France. And I'll get down and dirty with the granular details after this. Watch this. This is Cut A.
We keep doing this where we will read for 2 or 3 weeks that the Republic is teetering on the brink. Le Pen's about to be elected president. It's 50-50. She loses 58% to 42%. And then the same thing just happened with the parliamentary elections. We were looking at a majority. And then, you know, in the States at around 5 o'clock, we're shocked to see she finishes, her party finishes behind Macron's party. Walk us through this. What not only happened yesterday, but what's happened over the last couple of years in these two elections?
Well, it's a question of, again, as you said, Joe, very pertinently, every time France in the end is not ready to go for some kind of far right nationalist adventure, it's not.
Did that just stop, or is that where it stops? Okay, all right. What is taking place here, obviously? And folks, you can go to, there's a great article, I'll put it in the show notes, The Conservative Treehouse. And what's taking place right now is the communists and socialists have won the French election. You know, Macron called for the snap election. The prime minister, of course, immediately resigned. Now, in at the Conservative Treehouse, which I think by far has the larger and more and deeper explanation of what's going on globally with the UK and specifically with France, because remember, France is kind of like an alarm, kind of like a harbinger of what is coming to North America, what's coming to the U.S. I look at it that way. But writes Sundance in this analysis, he writes, we knew it was going to happen this way. That's why Conservative Justin joined in the initial celebration, and many conservatives did, when French President Macron announced that snap election. France is ground zero in the European Union, and this is important for U.S. interference via the U.S. State Department, CIA operations. In other words, they're very active with respect to the election process, and the installation of anyone and any group, party, that is open for globalism, open for this, you know, open the doors for a borderless European Union or borderless countries, and just wiping out any kind of national identity. This is extremely important for people to understand, because this is the work of the Five Eyes. But more specifically, this is the work, the work, I guess, of the U.S. State Department. And people really need to get this. Remember how I spoke about the U.S. State Department back in the 50s, post-war, even during the Second World War, the infiltration of the U.S. State Department, of communists. Joe McCarthy pointed this out, and others did as well, and were mocked at that time by the globalists at that time, such as Huntley, Brinkley, maybe that was later on, I should say, Edward R. Murrow, and so on. Folks, the older folks know those names. But what Macron did was he instructed his centrist seats who lost to organize their votes for the far-left socialists, thereby blocking the National Rally Party from gaining a working majority. In other words, you had this backroom dealing, putting all of the communist socialists together and blocking the National Rally Party. Even though Le Pen won the majority, they lost because of what Macron did. So when the when the Macron coalition started resigning to support the communists, it was pointed out where the second round of this election, Emmanuel Macron and Prime Minister Gabriel Attal have organized 210 candidate seats. And this is all about their parliament versus our Congress, if you will. And because of the method of, and again, I don't want to get too deep in explanation, but because of how they operate their government, they can do this. This would be like the far left. I don't think I have to give you any kind of example. But all of the opposition research files on the Marine Le Pen supported nationalist candidates are being dropped in advance of yesterday's election, and that was an effort to stop the conservative French from achieving victory. And these are all direct plays from the revolutionary communist playbook. Now, that was predicted by the Conservative Treehouse, by the analysis beforehand, and that's exactly what happened. So, compare that to the U.S. today. I mean, there are so many calls right now, and you've heard them. Hey, Joe Biden, drop out of the race. You know, be careful what you wish for, because I'm telling you right now, there are plans in the works, and I'm very concerned about what is going to be taking place, not just between now and the election, but in the 75 or 79 days between the election and inauguration. I see right now a number of attacks on soft targets, perhaps schools. I see a number of attacks by four national blamed on white Christian nationalists here in the U.S. I think that's where we're at. I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure Biden can be pressured to resign, or at least not to run again. I don't know. I sense that there's a lot of backroom dealing going on right now. And, of course, the key people there in the U.S. would be Joe Biden and even to a lesser extent Hunter Biden. But right now we've got to be careful of everything we hear, everything we see. By the way, I'll share this with you. I was speaking with the great patriot doctor, a good friend of mine, James, and we were talking about Laura Loomer's report. And I don't know how many people caught this. Laura Loomer had reported that in January, the White House physician, as well as some of the senior staff, but Joe Biden in particular, a Parkinson's or neurological specialist specializing in Parkinson's disease, had a 7-hour appointment, again on January 24th of this year, at the White House. Now that doctor was also a donor, but I digress. The information I got today was everyone is assuming that Joe Biden perhaps has Parkinson's. But the physician I spoke with today said, wait a minute, some of the drugs that are used to fight, for example, dementia, Alzheimer's, or some of the peppy drugs, if you will, have a certain side effect. Now, he gave me a specific term. It's an extension of Parkinson's. But as a side effect, you've got tremors. And I found it very interesting. In the wake of that remark, some videos had appeared on social networking. Specifically, I think it was RNC Research, or I think previous to our discussion, showing tremors. Joe Biden talking. I'm not sure exactly where this was, but it was within the last couple of days, showing hand tremors, but they were bilateral. Usually with Parkinson's, as many people know this, usually, not all of the time, but usually, it just affects one side or the other, not both sides. But the tremors were apparent bilaterally in Biden. So rather than people saying, well, hey, you know what, Joe Biden could very well have Parkinson's, which is a debilitating illness, of course. The physician I spoke to, again, Patriot Doctor Doc James, thank you, said, this appears to me, and I said, look, I'm not, you know, saying it is, but it appears to me like this could be a side effect of the medications they're giving him or could be giving him for the dementia and or the stimulants to make him, you know, at least have been able to have a conversation. But I digress on that. Getting back to the specific issues in France, appearing with Ben Hartwell, and this is after the cold open and during the middle of the War Room segment, I found it very interesting, the breakdown. Well, you know what? Rather than do that, let's skip that, and because of time, let's go to cut two. This is Ben Berquam in France documenting the fall of France to the communist takeover of France. And when you see this and see what's happening, compare this to what is taking place or what could very well take place in the near term here in the U.S. Because, again, if you're a student of history, you realize that France often is a harbinger of things to come here in the U.S. So here is cut two in the show notes. Folks, bookmark and go to HagmanPI.com. Here it is.
That's what national suicide looks like right there. Brought to you by the communist left and jihadists in France, across Europe, and around the world.
There are just protesters, rioters, celebrators, whatever you want to call them, on a national monument, defacing a national monument in Paris. They riot when they lose, they riot and destroy things when they win. And that's exactly what's going to happen here. This is what you're looking at. You're looking at the future of the United States. The jihad, Muslim jihadists, as well as the communists, will be working together. And are already working together here in the U.S. I should note there are police doing absolutely nothing to quell any disturbance. This is, by the way, from Ben Berquam's X feed or Twitter feed. And really is disturbing to watch. Again, if you're listening to this on audio, I would urge everyone to go to agnpi.com and watch this video clip. Very, very insightful.
Yep, that's the what the death of your country. The death of your country looks like right here. And the cops are doing nothing. Absolutely nothing. Another huge explosion just went off.
Because it's more visual than audio. And again, for the radio listeners, I would urge you to go to HagmanPI.com or directly to Ben Berquam's Twitter feed, whatever you want to call it. But HagmanPI.com, I've got a link directly to that segment. And also what I'm going to try to do is, if I can, put the time marker in the war room or for the war room, in where Ben Berquam and Raheem Kassam explain in more of a granular level detail of how the interface with the U.S. Department of State, the intelligence community, and the power globalist power players, we're not talking about a lot, we're just talking about members in key positions, how they have influenced and operated this election in France. So the reason I brought France, and folks, this also applies to the UK as well with the recent election there, where they rejected the conservative and went with the globalist, if you will. More on that as the week progresses, because I think this is perhaps one of the most understated, under-discussed issues that that people are talking about right now, because this is a global movement. This is just not about, this is not just about the U.S. This is not, not just about Canada. This is going worldwide. So we need to prepare ourselves for what is coming, especially in the U.S., because by standard of living, and if you've traveled abroad, you know what I mean. The U.S. is a different place than France, than places in the Mediterranean, different countries. It's the comfort level is a lot greater here. So the impact of any disruption will be greater by orders of magnitude here in the U.S. And that's not to disparage anyone listening in Australia, Canada, or any place else. I'm just saying how this will turn out. All right, with me right now, and I'm so glad to have him, Kirk Finney. He's been on the program before. He's got something. He's a man behind the website. Water-revolution.com. That's water-revolution.com. But I want to get his take on current events because, first of all, of all the things we need to have is we need to have clean, drinkable water. You can have all the storable foods, all the long-term storable foods you can possibly store. But without water, you're going to be eating dust. I'm telling you, so you need water. But we're going to be talking about water revolution and what's behind that in a little bit. But I want to get his take on current events, and I kind of want to ask him as well his thoughts on Biden, on the whole, really from the debate to the July 5th interview with Snuffleupagus, and things moving forward. And then we'll get into how you can prep through water-revolution.com. Kirk, thanks for joining me.
Hey, thanks a lot, Doug. It's great to be here as always.
Man, you're looking good. How you look so good?
I work hard, I eat right, and I try to do things the right way.
There you go. Well, it's great to have you on. If you don't mind, if I could tap into that genius level brain of yours, and let me ask you this: as an American in America, what are your thoughts of where we're headed, how things are going to play out? And obviously, we need to prepare because I got a bad feeling about what's coming. But what are your thoughts? What's on your what's really kind of on your mind at the moment? Oh, you lost your battery.
Yeah, but you can still hear me. You want me to keep talking, or you want me to?
Oh no, you keep talking.
Well, okay, good. We'll get that fixed. I have a battery pack, but it's not installed yet. You know, an external one. It's been a month of tech difficulties for me. Everybody I talk to is experiencing that. I don't know what's happening, but anyway, I tell you what. I think, you know, one of the biggest things that occurred to me even just last week, if you had told me even 10 years ago that the actions of our government would have resulted in the general populist attitude that we have now, you know, I don't care, I'm not going to move fast, you know, I get some money at home just to not work. If you had told me all that was going to happen, I never would have believed it. I mean, every generation looks at the younger generation and thinks to themselves, hey, you know, this is not what we bargained for. And, you know, the kids aren't, you know, lockstepping with what we believe. But this has just gone off the charts. I mean, you can't even go out to eat anymore and get decent service unless you're at like a 4 or 5 star restaurant. I mean, it's just unbelievable. The food quality is dropping, you know, like a rock out of a window. And all of this plays into it. You know, it's kind of like Matt Bracken says. He says, well, you know, you got to look at the environment. You know, it's not so much what's going on. It's the environment. You know, in order for a forest fire to take hold, there has to be dry, no rain, lots of heat, kind of what we're experiencing right now in North Carolina and elsewhere in the country. But as far as Joe is concerned, I just think that, you know, he was hired and placed to serve a certain purpose. And I think that purpose was to make most of us upset. I think he was installed in there because they knew from 30 years ago that the man just didn't have it together, and it would create a very thick air of uneasiness amongst us. And it's like Alex always says, you know, it's an info war, and they're working on your mind, and they've done a good job of doing that. And it takes an awful lot of extra effort to stay clear of that and keep on the right track. I mean, wouldn't you agree?
100% with that. Yeah, I do agree. If I can tap your brain on this,
sure.
When I look back at the scheduling of the first presidential debate being so early, the earliest ever in modern election history. I question why. Why was it scheduled then? I'm thinking more that it was scheduled at that time to show the American people how bad Joe Biden really is. So whoever scheduled it, whether it be his handlers or Obama or whoever scheduled that, I think wanted people to see a frail and a man in cognitive decline. And then after the debate, the news media acted like that was chum in the water, you know, acted like there were sharks going after Biden. So I think there was a level of planning behind this in order to remove Biden from office, because I think they consider him a liability at this point, even though he's pretty much a potato. Okay. Again, I'm really trying to look at the game plan of the left. And I wonder if you had any thoughts on that. Like, what are they trying to do? Who's going to be the nominee and so on?
I'll tell you, Doug, I agree with you completely. I mean, if this isn't intentional, It's the biggest screw up I've ever seen in my life, you know, media wise and politically. I've believed for the last year that their intention is sometime at the convention to oust Biden and put in Michelle Obama, not because of her talent or skill level, but because she's got notoriety in the populace. And I think it's harder for Trump to attack her, you know, face to face than it is really any other woman out there for many, many reasons. You know, as we know, we won't get into the details, but we know the whole backstory. But I just think that you know, they've been grooming her. She sold 38 million copies of her book, in the 38 million. Now, even if she made a dollar a book, that's $38 million. So I think that she's very popular amongst the left, especially the young people. I think she'll incite a lot of activism, you know, around her enrollment, you know, in the race. And I just don't see any way that that's not going to happen. Now, I could be wrong. I've been wrong many times in the past, but every ounce of my body is telling me that this is going to be the case. And it could be that the debate with Biden early on was so that people could see how messed up, you know, he really is and how unqualified he is, you know, to continue that role, especially when you think about, you know, the armed forces and, you know, the control of the nuclear weapons, all of these things. I mean, it's ludicrous. I mean, it's got to be that leaders of other countries are looking at this saying, oh, my God, what's going on? I mean, I can't even imagine, you know, that not being the case. So that's what I think is going to happen. But again, it's just an opinion.
Well, I'm right there with you. And I'm looking at the situation. Biden called in today to Morning Joe and Mika, and they introduce him as the presumptive nominee, which I thought was an interesting way of introducing Biden. And then Biden immediately corrected him, said, no, I am the nominee. okay.
No presumption needed, huh?
Yeah, apparently not.
But guilty until found innocent.
There you go. But you know, you said, and I find this very interesting, because we had Joel Gilbert on this platform, and he wrote the book about Michelle Obama in 2024.
He did.
And a lot of people, I've gotten a lot of flack saying, oh, that'll never happen, that can't happen, that won't happen. You know, but you came right out and said Michelle Obama. Why? What made you say that? As opposed to, well, Gavin Newsom or even Kamala Harris.
Because she's so supported, you know, amongst the left, especially the activist ladies. And I think, you know, the book that you mentioned, I think certainly highlights a lot of great points. I mean, it shows how she was groomed basically from young age for this particular role. I don't think it's an accident. You know, it puts Barack back in the White House, which, you know, he only has to move a few blocks down, you know, to make that happen. But I just think it's going to happen. I mean, I think it's designed to happen. I think it's going to happen. I'd be shocked if it doesn't. And, you know, I think the book that you mentioned highlights her history and her education level, which is fairly unimpressive. I have a cousin that's very, very, very smart. She went to work for Salomon Brothers as a teenager in high school, continued on, made gazillions of dollars, you know, left when 9/11 happened so she could get out of the city. They live in a beautiful place on the Gold Coast of Long Island. Her husband is a very successful bankruptcy attorney. And, you know, we have another relative that went to Harvard who there's no chance she's ever going to watch this show, but I'm still not going to mention her name. And she's Harvard educated, and she is not the brightest bulb on the tree, you know, when it comes to common sense. And so none of these Ivy League school diplomas mean anything to me, especially over the last 20 or 25 years. I think they're indoctrination centers, you know, at a higher level of what we see from regular college. And I just think she's been groomed for this position, and I totally disagree, you know, with his outcome in other ways.
Yeah,
because I don't think there's a doubt in the world about what's going on there, you know, 100%, when you look at the histories and backgrounds, you know, of both of the folks. That's what I think. How about you?
No.
What say you?
Okay, so you said it better than I could have said it, and I think you're 100% right on the money. But the thing that bothers me, I guess it doesn't really bother me. I question the mechanics of how this would actually happen.
Sure. How,
because Biden himself would have to say, it's my understanding now, I could be wrong, Biden actually would have to take himself out of the race for it to be smooth.
Maybe.
Again.
There's a couple of ways to leave. I mean, that's certainly one of them.
So then what do you do with Harris? I
think you offer a Supreme Court justice seat and he nominates her right before he leaves. Or some such thing.
Wow.
How about that?
Yeah.
How about them apples?
Slipped. Okay. Can you imagine?
Yes, I can imagine.
Yeah.
Can you imagine based on what we see now? I mean, you know, all of this would have been crazy, you know, even 5 or 7 years ago, let alone 10 or 15. And I don't think things happen. I think they happen just. And I think everything that we see is planned, you know, as part of this giant psyop. I mean, I was military intelligence in the Army for 4.5 years. And, you know, it's a psyop. It's a classic psyop. I mean, even you look at the diet. I mean, the number one rule of brainwashing, you know, in prison is lots of sugar, lots of simple carbohydrates, you know, unhealthy foods, jack them up, get them excited, you know, Starbucks coffee, you know, double dip, all that stuff. That's just common sense. I mean, that's what they teach, you know, in these things. And we see the populace now locked into all of that. And one of the reasons we have to be is because we need to work 20 hours a day to do what we did, you know, 12 hours a day 10 years ago and 8 hours a day, you know, 20, 25 years ago. So,
yeah.
I mean, we're so resilient. I mean, Americans keep working harder and harder and harder, you know, to keep bread on the table and pay the bills. And I don't have to tell you, it's not easy. And all of that is by design. I mean, the entrepreneurs are so busy keeping bread on the table that, you know, they don't have time to get involved the way they ordinarily would. And that's what it's going to take. It's that group of people, the independent, self-sufficient business people that are going to fight this war intellectually. And they're the only ones that have an axe to grind to do it. And the mass population, I mean, 80% of the people somehow derive their income from the government. So they're not going to fight that. I mean, you look at all the retired people, the Social Security recipients, and I'm going to be 65. I'm not dissing that, but I'm just saying it goes into the prep of this giant psyop. And that's what it is. I mean, even the wars, Doug, giant psyops, they're all created to drive a specific purpose, and they're doing a very good job of it. I mean, that's my simple opinion, and I'm not higher educated. I mean, I'm just a working man, you know, from the street. I have been since I got out of the Army in 1984.
you had to think about that.
Yeah, funny name. Like I do. Funny year. Yeah.
1984. That's true. you know, before we move on to the primary topic, which, folks. Kirk Finney, water-revolution.com, has he got something for you? But before we move on, you had mentioned Social Security. And I don't know how many people out there know this. And I don't know if you've seen this, sir, or not. This is cut three. I'm going to bear with me while we play this. It's a minute long. This is about the people in this country illegally getting Social Security or SSI and Medicare. You can't make this up.
So you got to laugh at it. If not, you'd scream.
Oh, man. I really thought I was being punked by this when I saw it. And then there's a second video, which I won't play, but it's in the show notes at HagmanPI.com, about Ukrainian refugees claiming American Social Security benefits. Folks, I mean, this is beyond. And yet, you know, you and I, okay, we're facing a shortage, but here's cut three. We'll spend a little time talking about this and then move on. So
that's great.
Cut three.
One of the things I see a lot in South Florida are people that have been in this country. They maybe came from Cuba 45 years ago. They've worked here their entire lives. They retire. They get $800, $900, $1,000 a month from Social Security, and then they run into somebody who just got here from Cuba 3 months ago, 29 years old. Doesn't work, and is given $1,500 a month in benefits by our government because they're refugees. That refugee, a year later, is traveling back to Cuba 15 times. So you're a refugee fleeing oppression from a place that you now go back and visit 15 times the following year. And in the meantime, we're giving you Medicaid, food stamps, health care for your children, cash payments from the refugee fund. So imagine if you've been working here for 40 years and your Social Security check is smaller than the benefits going to a 28-year-old. able-bodied person who just got here. That's real. That happens. That's happening every day. That makes no sense.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, and I consider the demographics of our listeners and viewers. I wonder how you feel about that. And that's what was created really over time, but really with the refinement of this this regime, and also going back to, in some ways, Clinton and then the Bush dynasty, as well as Obama. But, can you believe that, Kirk?
Oh, absolutely, I can believe it. The thing that that escapes most people's thinking is that 99% of the time, these government benefits do more harm to the individual psyche than the value that they provide monetarily. And it's just another way to degrade the population. I mean, we've all known that, for the last 30, 40 years. And now you see it, in stark living color to a greater degree than we've ever seen before. And, if you're getting money that you don't have to work for, doesn't that kind of make you lazy a little? I think it might. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. And the handouts.
And afraid to lose it, right? Afraid to, even if it's a grand or 1500, you're afraid to lose that. So, how many times have you heard somebody say, I don't want to make extra income because I'll lose my government benefits that are allowing me to eat Doritos and Coke Classic.
Of course.
Or Coke Better Taste, whatever they call it now.
Yeah. Okay. The new Coke, which was
yeah,
just
right.
In the
it's terrible.
Yeah.
It's terrible. It's terrible.
Oh, my. Yeah, exactly. All right. One last question. What do you see with respect to Western countries, but specifically North America, and I'm including Canada in that? What do you see taking place over the next, between now and January 20th of next year? Your thoughts, because that's going to lead into what we're going to be talking about next. Do you see disruptions? Do you see attacks on infrastructure? Do you see all of that? None of that? What's your gut telling you and your analysis?
Well, John Moore does such a great job of explaining how easy it is, to cause any kind of an infrastructural breakdown. I think his quote was 7 people and an Ace Hardware store nearby. And, they can shut down the grid in an entire suburban area, not to mention the other difficulties that suburban areas are going to hit with anyway. I mean, the jobs are decreasing. You've got teenagers that have to be driven everywhere, 7 times a week to attend all their important functions. And that's teaching them how to be dependent. They don't know how to read a map. They can't give directions. They can't make change, without a computer telling them how much change is due. We know the hard money is going to go away anyway because it just enhances the control. So you couple all these things together, and there isn't any way that we can avoid a gigantic shutdown of some proportion. And when we do, they're going to doctor with the communications. They're going to doctor with the water supply. They're going to doctor with the food supply. Even if you can get basic staples, the choices that we've all enjoyed, as Steve Quayle says, over the last 20 and 30 years, are going to disappear or become completely unaffordable. I mean, bacon is now 40% more than it was 2 years ago. And instead of 16 ounces, it's 12 ounces.
Exactly. You hit the nail right on the head. And I think inflation, you look at gas prices, you look at food prices. I think that's probably like the number one issue with most Americans would be inflation, followed by maybe the impending World War III and just so many other things taking place. So, and folks, again, my guest, and I'm so thankful to have him, is Kirk Finney. He's the man behind water-revolution.com. Now, again, water is so important. And not too long ago, my sister-in-law, living in Milwaukee, where she lived, the water that came in contained E. coli, or I believe it was E. coli. And it made her sicker than the dog, as well as hundreds of other people in that specific, wherever they got their water from, it in that area. And they were told to boil the water and such. I mention that because you're the water guy. You've got solutions. In fact, I would say water revolution, water solution, you know, same thing.
The ultimate solution.
I'm telling you. And I was excited when I logged onto your website, again, water-revolution, and this will be in the program notes at HagmanPI.com. When I logged on, I was so excited to see your private collection with special savings for our audience. And I want to thank you for that because I know which you've got the best water, can I say treatment products? I mean, I'm not even sure how to describe. I guess it would be water treatment, right?
It is. It's treatment enhancement, you know, filtration, purification.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we started in 2010. I used to market for 2 years a very successful product, which was a countertop, what they call water ionizer. Probably half our audience and more out there has been to some demonstration where they clearly showed the difference between, you know, high pH water and low pH products and what that does in the body. We all know that most degenerative diseases simply can't take hold in a body that's alkaline. Well, all the foods that we love to eat, and especially those that they've been pumping into us for the last 25 years because of the selection, cause an over acidification of the body. And what happens is you know, first the blood and then the tissues and then the organs become over acidified. When they do, the body loses its ability to fight disease. And some of the normal processes which happen normally in the body then become overrun and they take over the body. And we see this in many, many different diseases. Now, I'm not a doctor. We've never made medical claims. I have 150 friends that are natural, medical, and higher level dental doctors. And I listen to what they tell me and I draw my own conclusion, which is what you should do. Don't let anything we ever tell you, you know, be the truth. Do your own research and find out. And so we created Water Revolution in 2010 to be a non-electric, less expensive way to get healthy frequency charged water that carried a slight negative electrical charge and carried some degree of purification, depending on the amount of money that somebody wants to spend, because full-blown purification is a lot more expensive than, say, 80 or 85% reduction. For many people, 80 or 85% reduction is just fine, because every food product that you buy in the store, if it's in a bottle, a box, or a bag, it's made with chemicalized fluoridated water, every single one. In fact, I would venture to say that even some of those that are called organic contain fluoridated and processed water in some fashion. So you're going to get some of that in your body no matter what, and it's okay because the body can deal with it. If you have a, you know, a great digestive system and a great elimination system, you can detoxify a lot of that stuff out. I mean, look, you know, I don't want to be Pollyanna about this. Doug, you and I are the same age, I think, roughly. You know, John is a little bit older. We've seen some things in our life where people have abused their body, you know, through different things that they've taken in. I mean, I grew up in the 70s, you know, so did you, in the late 60s, 70s. And we've seen some things, and the body has a way of flushing that out. Well, if you don't have the alkaline balance in your body, those diseases overtake your body, and you basically die of over-acidification. Now, again, this is just my opinion, based on the thousands of things that I've read, listened to, and the personal relationships that I've had, and my own experience. I mean, I get attacked, you know, once in a while by something I've eaten or something I should have eaten that I didn't eat. We all do that. We live in a busy world, right? You know, Kathy keeps, you know, Twix bars by the TV, and once in a while I indulge. I mean, what can I tell you? You're tired at 9 o'clock at night. The Twix bar and the Almond Joy, you know, half bar look real good. Once in a while I do it, but not every day. But because I focus on hydration and because I focus on intaking healthy organic foods the best I can, I think that my body gets rid of a lot of these things that start to happen before they become a problem. Now, I have relatives with terrible degenerative disease, with terrible direct effects. I don't even call them side effects anymore. I call them direct effects from the various drugs and things that they're taking. And I tell him, I say, look, you know, these three things that one of my best friends, who's a functional medicine doctor with a practice of thousands of patients over 25 years, he said 90% of what happens is the body can't eliminate this stuff. The immune system is not up to snuff. You take these three herbal products, which I don't even sell, and I'm not going to mention them here. You take those for about a week and it knocks 90% of these things out. Now, is it, you know, a prescription? No. Is it medical advice? Probably, because he's got licenses and degrees. But I tell this to my relatives and they say, well, you know, we're in a drug protocol. We have to go, you know, to Boston to see this specialist. And meanwhile, the symptoms don't go away and the disease gets worse and worse, you know, throughout the process. And normally the direct effects of the pharmaceuticals cause more issues that then they have to take more. Now, do you think this is an accident? I mean, I call it, you know, business. I mean, these folks are creating these circumstances so they can sell more and more and more. And guess what? When it becomes difficult to get those things like we're all expecting, what's going to happen is you're just going to, you know, go poof or something, because your body is so used to and so dependent on many of those things that you simply can't live without them. You know, for example, like a diabetic. So we created Water Revolution to give a natural, healthy, affordable solution where people could actually take in this energized water, you know, this cleaner, energized water on a daily basis to help stimulate the body's own functions, not to cure anything, not to be a, you know, a magic cure, because it's not, but it will help you along the way in your travels, discovering healthy eating and lifestyle habits. And we've got thousands and thousands of clients and, you know, hundreds and hundreds of natural doctors that have worked with us for a long time. I mean, what is this, 2024? We started in 2010. What is that? It's 14 years. And then we have relationships from the previous company that we were co-owners with. And a lot of those have been maintained. I mean, you know, if we do anything well, it's we keep relationships. I tell people this all the time. We've had something like 17 or 18,000 product transactions since we started the company. We've never had one single credit card chargeback, not one. And it's not because there aren't issues that come up. When you're working with people's kitchens, when you're working with, you know, well water that's so polluted that they have to have a whole house reverse osmosis with extra tanks and pumps, when you're working with these things, issues arise. But when they arise, we take care of those issues. And, you know, I think we've had four refunds, you know, legitimately, maybe five or six in this whole time span. And those are just people that, you know, are tough to deal with, you know, tougher than I can be capable of, you know, living with. Well, and most of those people, we fired them. You know, they didn't really want a refund. I just said, look, it's not going to work out. We'll send you money back, you know, just to try it. Because, you know, there's two kinds of income. There's money income and mental income.
There you go.
And mental income has to come first, or your body, again, is going to degrade by over acidification and stress.
And boy, you said a lot there. And that time in business with those numbers, it's just amazing to me. I've got to say this. My last doctor's visit, my doctor had said, you know, you need to be drinking more water. And
yes.
I said, well, I drink water in my coffee. I mean, coffee. You know, he said, no.
It's not the same, right?
Not the same. No. I actually had shown him your website. I printed off a couple of things.
Sure.
And he said, exactly. And he agreed with the alkalinity. Alkaline?
Well, alkaline. Alkalinity is a substance's ability to fight acidification.
Okay.
Which water will never have, no matter what the alkaline value. I mean, I represent, you know, you could have a glass of alkaline water that tests purple in pH, put a tablespoon of 7-Up in there, it turns the whole thing red.
Right.
So obviously, alkaline water is never going to have high alkalinity. It does have an alkaline value, but the benefits of that water from an energy perspective and a negative electrical charge perspective when you're dealing with our antioxidant-like media, because it's not an antioxidant, but it carries a negative electrical charge. So we believe it behaves as an antioxidant in the body. In fact, four or five times greater than fresh squeezed orange juice. So when you couple all this together, you would have to be unwell, you know, mentally to not want to at least try these products. Now, we realize what the state of the economy is. I mean, our alkaline water products that are non-electric, although they be a fraction of the cost of the electric products that are very popular, ours are better. We could have a different discussion about why. There's several reasons why. But, you know, we wanted to come up with a unit that we could offer the mass public that didn't necessarily focus on the alkaline antioxidant aspect of it, but delivered a super clean, a healthy, energized water. And we've been working on this media now for over 2.5 years. We're finally ready to release it. It carries the frequency of minerals that act as further bioprotection in the body, which is why we're calling this unit that we have on special the Hagmann BioProtect. And it's going to be available in the cart today, hopefully by the time Eric, you know, cuts the video and posts it up.
Kathy
says it'll happen by 12:45. So I think that'll work. But if you look behind me, to my left, and is it your left? It's your left also. Yeah, it's weird how the camera works. But if you look behind me, you'll see that white two housing unit. And maybe I can carry it up here. Let me see if I can do that. Hold on one second.
All right. And grab your guitar while you're at it. Let me hear you play.
Oh, but there we go. I knew I was going to lose those.
There we go.
All right. What happens? I can't hear anymore, but that's all right. So what happens is this is the unit. You notice those high-pressure brass fittings that are in here because they're compression fittings that hook up to this stainless steel braided tubing. This is the strongest connection that you can have under your plumbing that I'm aware of, a second only to hard, you know, brazed copper, which nobody's going to do. That's why every faucet in America has a tube like this that goes from their cold water valve and hot water valve. It's called a riser tube. It goes up to the faucet. So this unit becomes a direct connection, what we call direct connect, into the cold water plumbing circuit. And not only does it greatly filter your water, but because of this new BioProtect cartridge, it's going to create an energy water that, again, is not alkaline antioxidant, but you can always upgrade to that down the road, you know, for another $99. Those cartridges are normally $129 by themselves because that antioxidant media is very, very expensive. So you can upgrade later, but for $297, you can buy this unit right now, and this sale is not going to last long. And again, you know, you've got a 10-day, I think it is, 100% money-back guarantee. You've got lifetime guarantee and support on this product as long as you change filters. Folks, these filters trap contaminants and debris. And if you don't change your cartridges in these, if you go, say, 14, 15 months out, depending on the quality of your source water, you're going to have some issues. It's like driving into the dealership with your car. You haven't changed the oil in 5 years, and you say, hey, you know, I've got my valves are knocking, my head is leaking, what's going on? Well, you haven't changed your oil, you haven't changed your annual. You got to change filters at least once in a while, and we give some leeway. I mean, I think the guarantee says as long as you change every 12 months, everything is covered. I mean, I let people go 16, 17 months. I mean, we have people call us after 5 or 6 years that haven't changed their filter. And they say, well, you know, my unit's starting to leak. I'm not sure why. And it's like, you know, well, anyway, it is what it is. So you guys get the picture. I don't know of a better value. Also, this is completely hard molded plastic. It's made in Europe, this body. It's the best that you can get. It's easy to install. It comes with all the components you need. And I can walk you through the installation probably in about 10 minutes. It's like screwing garden hoses together. So you need a couple of crescent wrenches. You could cheat and use pliers and a crescent wrench if you don't have two crescent wrenches. And it's super easy to do. And then you're done. And now all the cold water at that tap is available without any additional faucet, which is going to excite many of our luxury homeowners out there that have just spent, you know, 2 years designing a $75,000, now $100,000 kitchen with, you know, a waxed, you know, fancy granite and stone countertop. And they've got this monolithic faucet that they've spent $1,000 on that looks like what we used to use in the restaurant, you know, as a dishwasher. I mean, go figure, right? So they've got this thing. They don't want a second dinky faucet at that sink because it ruins that aesthetic. So with this, it isn't necessary. And it's not going to have the full-blown purification of, say, like our Alka Purity, but it's going to do one heck of a job and allow you to stop having to carry back the junk bottled water from the store, which is not only killing the environment, but is leaching plastics at some level into that water. And plasticides are a big issue. I mean, you know, heavy metals, plasticides, all these things. And these filters do a great job of mitigating that and give you an energized water like you've never experienced. And not only that, but we're going to give you a free Hagmann Report hat. Now, the digitizer, God bless her, the image was a little too large, and it was going in the machine this morning. and I noticed that it was going to crash, you know, on the hat brim. So I said, wait, I stopped it. So this is the dog. And I think you'll all agree with me. This is one of the best embroidered representations of King, the Hagman dog that you've ever seen. Wait till you see the rest of this hat. Now, I'd like to take full credit. I can't. Eric the Tech helped a lot with the design of this. I mean, it's got side embroidery. I'm probably going to add back embroidery. It's got the Hagman Report, you know, on the front in a circle. It says live daily news show. I mean, this thing is hot. I mean, anybody. We wanted to put some other messages on the hat, but Eric said no. I wanted to put something special on the back of the hat. And Hagman said, well, you know, if you do that, you're going to have to watch your six everywhere you walk. But what do you think of the hat, Doug? Do you think the embroidery came out nice? Let me see if I can.
Yes. And that's the first time I saw the actual hat. I've seen the mock-ups, but absolutely. You're the man. In fact, I'm
not sure where the studio is, but I'm sure they're going to come back. So anyway, we're super excited about this product. Again, it's called the new Hagman BioProtect Filter. It's going to be available this afternoon in the cart. Again, $297. And a free Hagman hat, the likes of which you've never seen. So, you know, help out the Hagman show. Get the best water you can for your family. The Hagman BioProtect at $297.
I love it, man. I really love that. And you can look, if I can install that, and Eric the Tech can verify this, if I can install that, you can too. Because, if I can install that, I guarantee you can as well. It's very simple, and I really appreciate the fact that I know that your profit margin is slim at that rate.
It's very slim, but you know that's why. That's plus I'm losing weight, so it all fits together. It's great. We're working harder than we ever had. Listen, the only way I know to have a successful business moving through the decades, especially in an economic downturn, is you have to provide greater value than the money that's being sent to you. Yep. And as long as you continue to do that, you're always going to be in business. And listen, if I have to move from fancy Asiago bread, you know, to decent, what's the bread with the guy's face on there that's kind of organic, it has the nuts in it. Anyway, if I have to reduce my bread intake and buy less bagels, it'll be okay. I'll do it.
Well, I'll tell you what, I appreciate that. And you know, this is something so simple because the older I get, and I was talking to my wife about this over the weekend, as we age, you know, we have to do things to mitigate any physical issues. And
yes,
I can't think of anything more important than the water that we drink. And heck, our refrigerator filter, which is really, I don't know what it filters out.
Chlorine, that's it.
Yeah. I mean, that's $100 a pop anyway. So this to me is perhaps the best offer I've ever seen, and I really appreciate this. Again, water-revolution.com. It'll be in the program description box at HagmanPI.com. That's fantastic. Now, if people want to go up from there, you've got other products as well. I'm looking on your website right now.
We do, and the vast majority of our people that start out with one product wind up down the road buying two or three. I mean, everybody I know that's one of our repeat customers over the last 15 years or 14 years, everyone that has a second home buys one of our products for the second home. And then they build a retreat, you know, off-grid location where they're dealing now with well water, and they must, you know, have a system for that. So that's something else. So we've got everything from whole house products, conditioning products, UV light products, under counter units, our Helix Energizer, which is a whole story and company unto itself, which you'll see on the website. I mean, you can add a Helix Energizer to this product if you want to. So there's all kinds of things that we do. And the goal is to make it affordable for people to start and then give them a place to go as we continue to further enhance what they're doing if they so decide to do that. I mean, we have people with countertop units, you know, from 2010 that haven't changed their filters yet. You know, God bless them. I don't know what it's doing at this point, but they're still using it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's funny.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
So the products are, obviously the products are dependable and very sturdily built.
Yeah, 100%. And that's one thing I've noticed, there are people out there, companies out there that provide products like yours, okay, who the quality, and I've seen some of those, the yes. quality is nothing like this. So, folks, look, you know.
And see if you can reach him on a Saturday afternoon at 6 o'clock when you have a problem.
Exactly. And if anyone wants to get a hold of you, I would urge, you know, give the guy a break, okay? Give them a break. But the fact is, you are very responsive. And that's something today that's very hard to come by. So, I mean, I really love this company. I mean, and by the way, folks, Kirk Finney, he knows what's going on. He, you know, well, you heard him earlier talking about current events and such. So don't for a minute think he doesn't know his way around water. And I'm glad you brought up the bottled water too, because, boy, we had some issues with some bottled water. And, when I say that, I don't know, it was a couple of years old, and man,
not
I'll
good.
Tell you what, no,
not good.
Not even, no, not good at all.
Yeah, next time we'll talk about water storage and some of those applications.
Yeah, yeah. So I am so excited about the product line that you have, Kirk. And again, water-revolution.com. What else would you like to address about this? Because I mean, we can go in so many different directions with this, but I want the people who listen and watch this broadcast, I want them to be as healthy as they can be for as long as they can be.
And we should talk about our Ready Pure too, that you can see right behind. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, let's
do it. If you look directly behind me, you'll see that stainless steel military grade unit with a solid billet stainless steel spout, unlike the other spouts that are out there that are plastic. Take a look at that unit, because right now we've got a buy one, get one special on the Ready Pure. And both of these specials are going to be live in the Hagman cart, for a period of time. We don't know how long. The buy one, get one is going to go away. I think Kathy said in 3 days. It was something we announced over the weekend holiday, and it was supposed to end today. I said, look, let me let the Hagman people, because the Ready Pure is too good to pass up. I mean, if you don't have a way to filter groundwater, I mean, everybody knows that the water coming out of the municipality, unless you live in the very productive Northeast, is going to be suspect, you know, there, and they have boil orders, and they do that elsewhere too, but it seems to always happen in that same blue collar, you know, production area. Go figure, right? But I think that if you don't have something to filter groundwater, should the electric stop, it's a big giant hole in your boat. And the Ready Pure is the best product out there. I know that. Also available with our antioxidant lower cartridges at a greater expense. But right now, it's buy one, get one free on the Ready Pure unit, and that's going to be alive at least until Monday, Tuesday, maybe a little longer. I realize a lot of people don't see the recorded show until possibly, you know, we get closer to the weekend. So I'll see what I can do to extend that. Meanwhile, the Hagman BioProtect unit that we showed before at 297, that's going to be available at least for the next 2 weeks. So take advantage of that. Any questions, all you got to do, pick up the phone, give us a call. We're happy to work with you. Our phone number's on the website. And once you become a client, you know, if we like you, we'll give you our cell numbers, and then you can contact us anytime. I'm just joking, folks.
No, I know that. Your products are great. By the way, I used a product very similar to the Ready Pure with a plastic spigot. I think.
Yep, me too.
I got to tell you, I'm done with that. I'm over that, because I don't know. Even through normal use, not messing up, not messing around, or not treating it badly, they leak. And they sometimes
they do.
Break. Or, you know, so this is fabulous. I love the design of that unit. I came back into my home one day, and I saw all this water on the floor. I had no idea where it was coming from until I saw the unit I had. Again, I'm not going to mention any name. So that's a great product as well. Fabulous. And wait a second. You said buy one, get one?
On the Ready Pure.
On the Ready
Pure. Buy one, get one free. Yeah, for at least the next week.
Man, that's an incredible buy.
That is.
When you, oh, wow. Okay. And the filters for that?
They come with it.
Okay. They come with it.
You can't really do much with it without the filters.
Well, no. Yeah. You answered my question, though. Okay.
Right.
That includes the filters. Oh, my goodness. Folks, that in and of itself is a fabulous buy. And thank you for offering that to the listeners and viewers of this broadcast, because I know what I'll be ordering here in the next, after the show's over. That is a fabulous buy.
And also, the finished hat, the way that Eric designed it, is going to be shown in the card here very soon, too. So
I love that.
I apologize. What happened was the scale of the initial front design was too big, and I was going to run into the frame, you know, on the machine. And, you know, having almost done that before, I just pushed stop and left the dog. But wait till you see the side emblems that he designed.
Yes.
and the overall front. And this is it's a hot hat. Yeah. I don't know if you can you see the side of it like that? Yeah, it's just a hot hat.
Yeah.
So it's going to have designs on the side, both signs. And then I'm going to put something on the back, too. I'm not sure exactly what, but you can see the front. Look how the dog came out. What do you think of that?
That is the best representation of King I've ever seen.
Down at the bottom, you can see that's where I had to stop it, so it wasn't allowed to continue, so that's right. Why it has that funny string. But what do you think of that? Eric, what do you think of that?
Yeah, Eric the Tech, chime in here, brother.
Beautiful dog.
Because you had commented it was difficult to do, and I told you I thought we could pull it off, and I don't know how it gets any better than that.
No, that's fabulous.
I mean, I'm not tooting my own horn too much, but I just want to say.
Well, beep, beep, but because you need to.
We have good folks working with us is what it is.
How important is that? Okay, perfect. Folks, I'm excited about this because of, again, water being so important, even the discussion with my own doctor about, you know, hey, you need to drink more water. And then when I showed him the products, he was very interested. And we had a discussion about the acidity, alkaline stuff. We had if you would ask me to repeat that discussion, I couldn't, although he said, yeah, this is what you need. Okay, so that's good enough for me. So that's fabulous. So, folks, I'm telling you, take advantage of this. Kirk Finney is probably, he's probably operating at loss.
Not quite. I wouldn't do that. I don't love you that much.
Well, who does?
I love you a lot, but not that much. But I tell you, it really reduces our profit margin and doesn't leave a lot of room for any error. And, you know, we want you to start with us. We want you to try our products. We want you to use our products. We want you to fall in love with us. You know, that's not going to happen if we don't have the first date. So give us a call.
I love the way you put that. My friend, I want to thank you so very much for your gracious gift of time. Folks, again, go to water-revolution.com. All of the contact information, including the phone number, is on there. Take advantage. My goodness, take advantage of the buy one, get one on the Ready Pure, as well as the under the sink for the initial product that was shown. And the installation, if I can do it, you can do it. Any closing comments, anything you'd like to add, anything you want to, anything more?
I do. I just want to say how grateful Kathy and I are to work with you. You know, of all the people that we work with, you're the best, you know, in many, many ways. And it's about what we talked about in the beginning. You know, you guys, you know, Eric, yourself, Randy, you care about other people. And that's not just something you say on the show. That's something that comes across with your actions. And we need more of that. And you know, if everybody could be like the Hagman crew, we would have a happy world and we'd be moving forward instead of backwards. So God bless you guys. Thanks so much. We really appreciate you.
I'm very humbled at those comments, and I appreciate them. And, you know, we really do care. Look, we care about the people who listen, who watch the show. and we care about people like yourself, obviously you and people like yourself, with the great products and the great service that you offer. And because you don't find too many Kirk Finneys on the planet, you know, and company.
My wife would agree with you. You know how when you talk about how you go out and something's going sideways and you voice it right away,
yep,
and your wife gets a little embedded, same thing happens with me. It's exactly the same deal. Yeah. I mean, she starts to cringe when something goes bad, you know, real bad, because she knows I'm coming. So
I'll tell you what, we are lucky, aren't we?
We are. It's unbelievable. I mean, every day I thank my lucky stars for Kathy. It's been 35 years now. And, you know, we have 5 children and 2 grandchildren. And we couldn't be happier, you know, with our family. And really, it's all because, I mean, she's home right now taking care of a new batch of lab puppies that came just a few weeks ago.
Wow.
on top of the new chickens and the movie, you know, we're taking on a project out of the state here for a little bit as well. I mean, obviously not both of us, but, you know, it's involving a big move of equipment. It's a massive project. And so all that's going on at this time. And then, you know, the puppies and this and that. And it's she handles all of it so well. I mean, yeah. I love you, honey. Thanks.
How great is that? And yeah, our wives, man, I'll tell you, my wife's my rock. And I suspect, you know, yours is your rock as well. So Kirk, I appreciate you so much. We're going to be talking about this and really promoting this this week, because folks, take advantage of this while you can. So thank you. Thank you for coming.
Thank you,
on.
Sir.
All right.
Thank you. Have a great summer. I hope to see you soon.
Oh, you'll be back on if time permits, your time permits. I'd like to have
my,
you come
my time
on.
For you is always open.
All right. God bless you.
I love
friend.
It. Thank okay.
You.
Thanks, guys.
Love
appreciate
the hat
it.
Too, man.
Take care. I know. It's wait till you see the finished one.
Oh, I can't wait. Oh, wait a second. OnlyBands, is that on there? I mean, will that be one?
Yes. Yes, it is.
On
both sides. It will be probably this afternoon. So a picture of the entire hat with all of its views will be in that cart so they can see it. And yours will be out to you guys so you can wear it on the show.
All right. Sounds
great. At least once.
Have to. I'll tell you what. Ordering a system like that, it's worth the hat. I'm telling you,
it's a $35 hat. I mean, yeah, by anybody's mark. By the time it gets done with all the embroidery, it's between $35 and $40. I mean, it's a real, you know, Richardson 112, not a knockoff. You can see it has the thread in the front that matches the, you know, the thread. So it's just hot. It's going to be hot.
And that's one thing Eric said, and you insisted upon, is the quality has got to be there. So
yes,
yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much, my friend. God bless.
Okay, take all care, right. Guys.
See you later. Folks, that was Kirk Finney from water-revolution.com. That's water-revolution.com. You know, at the beginning, we talked about his thoughts about what was going on or what's going on. And his insight. I'm going to tell you something. That man knows. I know he's got contacts. I know he's got information that a lot of people don't have. So pay attention to what he says. He mentioned Michelle Obama, and I found a couple of, I don't have them with me, a couple of communications from investigative journalists who are saying, look, for whatever you're hearing about Biden, there is this intense push to get him out of office, number one. And number two, with respect to Michelle Obama, do not underestimate their intent to put Michelle Obama in there. It's not going to be Gavin Newsom. People are talking about Gavin Newsom. And the problem with that is the disenfranchisement of the people who are behind the black women, okay? And so be very, very cautious, too, of who you listen to. Because I think, too, I think what we're going to see in the next week, and this was also kind of a gift, a godsend, if you will, for our supporters meeting next week. There's talk about something happening this week to change the configuration of the election in 2024. And look, I know that there are many people out there who just think, oh, look, elections don't matter. Okay. I would disagree. Look what happened with Biden. If elections don't matter, then how do you explain the last 3.5 years? They do matter. That's something very important. Before we get too far into things, or before time runs out, I want to play this. I had mentioned this, that we had played when Kirk was on, the migrants or the illegals in this country getting Social Security benefits, SSI benefits. This is cut 4 in the program notes. Hundreds of thousands of Ukraine refugees, they're claiming American Social Security benefits. Now, this is under 2 minutes. This is about 2 minutes in length. And this is also fact-checked. This is from a news station. Watch or listen to this. Watch and listen to this. And deeply consider what is happening here. And think of us in this country being in a Boeing aircraft. I mean, they want to crash everything to the ground and then rule over the ashes. But again, if this doesn't make you sit up and take notice to the uniparty in Washington, to the communists in our nation's capital and throughout our country, I don't know what will. So here is this. It's just under 2 minutes in length. It's cut 4.
1 year after the start of Russia's invasion, thousands of Ukrainians are temporarily living in the U.S.
There are some viral videos claiming Ukrainians are receiving benefits like Social Security while they're living here.
So Jerry Carnes with our Verify team is digging into the claim.
President Joe Biden is committed to welcoming 100,000 Ukrainians who fled the war there to find their way here to the United States. There are viral videos like this one questioning that commitment.
President Biden has made it legal for Ukrainian immigrants to get SSI checks.
Our viewers asked us to verify if Ukrainians here in the United States are receiving benefits like Social Security. Let's check. Our sources are the Social Security Administration, the Office of Refugee Resettlement, the Uniting for Ukraine program, and immigration lawyer Charles Cook. According to Cook, there are 3 ways Ukrainians can legally seek refuge here. One is through the Uniting for Ukraine program. Those who qualify can stay in the U.S. for up to 2 years as humanitarian parolees and receive some benefits.
They're eligible for food stamps. They're eligible for Supplemental Social Security, SSI. They're eligible for insurance, Medicare.
The Social Security Administration says that certain Ukrainians in the U.S. may be eligible for SSI benefits. The Office of Refugee Resettlement confirms humanitarian parolees may also be eligible for assistance through existing programs, like the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families, health care through Medicaid, and food through SNAP.
No, they're not lifetime on the taxpayer dole. This is basically helping refugees who couldn't help themselves.
So we can verify it's true. Some Ukrainians who have arrived in the United States since Russia's invasion of their country may apply and could qualify for benefits like Supplemental Social Security for a limited amount of time.
So what do you think of that? What do you think of that? Is that fair? Of course it's not fair. Who greenlights that? I don't know. And then one more before moving on. This is totally different, but I want to get this in here because, again, there's discussion of, yeah, elections don't matter. Trump is as bad as Biden, or their policies are bad. You know, I love history. I love to read recent history and history, period. But this is a congressman. I don't know how many people. What's that? Oh, my goodness, how time flies. Okay, we're not going to have time for this. Go to cut5 at HagmanPI.com. I can't believe how time does fly here. Congressman shares a story about President Trump's legendary power move against the Taliban. If you haven't seen that, grab that link at HagmanPI.com in the under the you have to open up the program, and then send it to somebody you know. Because, man, that's the way to handle your enemies. Folks, I want to thank you so much. And I do hope you got a lot out of today. Kirk Finney, fantastic man. Love the hat. Love the water systems. And by supporting him, you'll support us as well. May God bless each and every one of you tomorrow. This week is going to be jam-packed. God bless.